Key revelations from fourth batch of Pentagon UFO files. The Pentagon released its fourth new batch of UFO files on July 10th, including a transcript from a conference that included scientists who worked on the Manhattan Project. This release of information on UFOs, which the government refers to as unidentified anomalous phenomena, has a total of 40 files, including 19 videos, 14 documents, 4 audio clips, and 3 images. The mix of partially unredacted files and historical documents is sourced from multiple agencies, including the CIA, FBI, Pentagon, NASA, and the Department of Energy. The Pentagon said it is not the last release of UFO files in relation to President Donald Trump's executive order, according to a statement from Chief Pentagon spokesman Sean Purnell. High-speed rectangle. In one report, 5 U.S. military-affiliated personnel witnessed a strange object over the eastern United States in 2019. I noticed an object with flight characteristics unlike anything I had seen in my 28 years of performing for the Navy. A small object was below us and appeared to be traveling in a straight line opposite our direction at high speed. The observer wrote, I tracked it for 10-15 seconds before we turned on the recorder to provide the attached video. When I zoomed in to try and achieve more resolution, the object's speed took out of my and I was unable to reacquire, even at a lower zoom. The military service member said the object appeared to be rectangular, and said others with equal or more experience were also unable to identify it. In the 20-second video, the object is tracking quickly to the left of the screen before it zooms out of view. The report came from a Range Fowler debrief, which is a standardized reporting form the U.S. Navy uses to record the circumstances surrounding an unauthorized intrusion into controlled airspace during active military operations or training. According to the Pentagon, balloon over the Atlantic. Another Range Fowler debrief described a sighting over the Atlantic in 2020 of what an observer suggested could have been an unidentified balloon. The heavily redacted report stated that the object traveled with the wind the closer we came to it, and that it was difficult to ascertain which direction it was heading, but it was generally moving south without any maneuvers or change in direction. The object itself was a darker, maroonish color, approximately 12 to 15 feet in height. Structurally, it appeared as a large, somewhat deformed balloon, but we were unable to verify that as we passed at the merge, the observer wrote. The strange object slowly comes into focus in the 32-second video, which was captured by a U.S. military infrared sensor, before the footage abruptly cuts off. Manhattan Project scientists. One of the historical documents included in the Pentagon's fourth batch of UFO files is a transcript of a conference at the then Los Alamos Scientific Laboratory in Los Alamos, New Mexico, in 1949. Now known as the Los Alamos National Laboratory, the facility was hosting leading scientists and physicists at the time, including many who had worked on the Manhattan Project. After unknown green fireballs had been observed for several months near the laboratory, the U.S. Atomic Energy Commission convened the conference to determine their origin and explain the phenomenon. The panel failed to reach a consensus to explain the green fireballs, with one hypothesis suggesting they could be meteors entering the atmosphere at a shallow angle and altitude. Lincoln LaPaz, an expert specializing in meteorics at the time and one of the key witnesses, said 95% of the observations indicate a very nearly horizontal path of the objects, which he estimated were moving between 3 miles per second and 12 miles per second. That would equal roughly 10,800 to 43,200 miles per hour, within the range of speed for a meteor. However, after running calculations based on the object's estimated light, speed, and kinetic energy, Edward Teller suggested that if they were not characteristic of a material body, they might be an electron phenomenon. LaPaz replied, "You see why I'm puzzled, Dr. Teller. Nothing like this, to my knowledge, has ever been observed in the case of meteorite drops," he added. At the conclusion of the meeting, another scientist said, "The puzzling thing is the long horizontal path. Also, absence of noise is puzzling. When meteors fall through the atmosphere, their high speed creates a sonic boom, along with other noises, sometimes a crackling or whooshing sound." Six-pointed star near China. A 12-second infrared sensor video came from the U.S. Indo-Pacific Command last year, showing an area of contrast resembling a six-pointed star that remains in the center of the screen. The Pentagon said the video was taken near China over the Yellow Sea. The area of contrast looks similar to the eight-pointed star with arms of alternating length that was submitted by U.S. Central Command in 2013 and featured in the Pentagon's initial batch of UFO files released in early May. Another video taken in 2025, this time over the East China Sea, shows what appears to be an object tracking across the sky for nearly 5 minutes. What is seemingly multiple areas of contrast moving in formation across the sky, at times appearing like a curved line similar to a massive, fast-moving flock of birds, was shown in a video taken over the South China Sea in 2024. Intrusion near nuclear facility. The Energy Department included a file detailing a UFO sighting in the airspace over the Pantex nuclear weapons facility near Amarillo, Texas, in 2015. Two officers reported seeing the object at 7 a.m. local time flying northward in a non-threatening manner at roughly 10 to 15 miles per hour. As the facility was placed on lockdown, the officers continued tracking the object and, through binoculars, reported that it looked to be approximately 4 feet tall and 2 feet wide at the bottom. They noted that the object did not make any sound. Furthermore, they stated that they were unable to identify any type of propulsion system on the object while using binoculars to assess the object. After viewing it for 1 to 2 minutes, the object then continued north off-site. The report states, observers were split on the object's color, with some reporting it looked black, while others said it appeared to be silver, red, and blue.